In this bulletin, Malcolm Turnbull and Barnaby Joyce try to mend their fractured relationship. US President Donald Trump responds to the indictment of 13 Russians. And the Melbourne Storm deny Billy Slater has a major injury. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sunil Awasthi. Malcolm Turnbull and Barnaby Joyce have met in Sydney to try and repair their relationship. A rift has emerged this week between the Prime Minister and his deputy after Mr Turnbull's comments about Mr Joyce's affair with a former staffer. Mr Turnbull said this week Mr Joyce had made a shocking error of judgment. Mr Joyce responded the next day by calling Mr Turnbull's comments about him inept and unnecessary. It is understood that in their meeting in Sydney today, Mr Joyce has told Mr Turnbull his concern was more about the forcefulness of Mr Turnbull's comments about him, not the actual substance of the comments. Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott has weighed into the issues surrounding Mr Turnbull and Mr Joyce. Liberal Senator Ian MacDonald has called for Barnaby Joyce to resign as Deputy Prime Minister and move to the backbench, saying poll numbers would suffer otherwise. Mr Abbott says he disapproves of the manner of Mr Turnbull's attack on Mr Joyce.
Certainly, as a general rule, certainly the general rule I always observed was that one party doesn't give another party public advice. That's the general rule that I always observed.
The South Australian election campaign is officially underway. Premier Jay Weatherill has visited the state's governor and the writs have been issued for the election, which will be held on March the 17th. Mr Weatherill's Labor Party is looking to be elected to a fifth consecutive term in government in the state. Mr Weatherill, who's been Premier since 2011, says the key question of this election will be who will stand up for South Australians. And he says his life has been devoted to doing that.
I think at this point in our history, that's what South Australians want. They want somebody that's prepared to stand up for them. And I'm offering myself to stand up for South Australia. And I'm telling you that this has been the story of my life. It's how I've lived my life. It's the values I've received from my parents. And it's the way in which I've conducted myself while in office. And I don't think it could be more important.
Labor holds 23 seats in the lower house of the state parliament, the Liberal Party 18, and five are held by independents. The White House says the US indictments of 13 Russians for meddling in the 2016 presidential election vindicates the Trump campaign. The charges announced by the office of Robert Mueller described a conspiracy that started in 2014 to disrupt the US election by people who adopted false online personas to push divisive messages and staged political rallies while posing as Americans. The White House says the plot predates Trump's election campaign, while Mr. Trump has tweeted no collusion, insisting again that the election had not been impacted by Russia's interference. US Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein says the Justice Department will do everything it can to prevent similar plots occurring in the future.
This indictment serves as a reminder that people are not always who they appear to be on the internet. The indictment alleges that the Russian conspirators want to promote discord in the United States and undermine public confidence in democracy. We must not allow them to succeed.
Florida Governor Rick Scott has called for the resignation of the director of the FBI after the agency admitted it failed to investigate a tip on the gunman involved in the Florida school shooting. 17 people were killed during the shooting, described as the deadliest in the US since 2012. Last month, the FBI's tip line received a warning from a person to the gunman about the potential of him conducting a school shooting. The Melbourne Storm insists star fullback Billy Slater does not have a major injury. Slater came off the field at half-time with a shoulder complaint and did not return in the Storm's 38-4 thrashing of Leeds in the World Club Challenge. Coach Craig Bellamy saying Slater's removal from the action was merely a precaution.
Yeah, he's okay, I think. They just sort of think it's a little bit of a jarring of the shoulder, but, you know, again, there was more precaution than anything else. Doc thought that would be the best way to go, so yeah, so I just think that doesn't seem to be too much alarm bells in the dressing room at the moment, so hopefully that's the case.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy and a top of 28 degrees. Adelaide, a possible shower and 30. Melbourne, partly cloudy and 25 degrees. Hobart, an early shower or two and 19. Canberra, mostly sunny and 34. Wollongong, mostly sunny and 28. Sydney, partly cloudy and 29. Newcastle, partly cloudy and a top of 27. Brisbane, mostly sunny and 32. Cairns, a possible possible morning storm and 31, and Darwin, a shower or two, a possible storm and a top of 31 degrees. I'm Sunil Awasthi. Stay connected with SBS News online and on social.